from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So let me get to a what I think looks to be, based on the release of the trailer, I think it's going to be a spectacular documentary. I just get that sense. This is coming out in about 10 days or so. It is a documentary on the hit king, Pete Rose. Now, look, we know an awful lot about the story. We'll see if there is any new ground broken. I think it is possible that those of us that know the story well, which I think is most of us, maybe we won't really even find out any new information. Maybe we will. But I think regardless, it'll be compelling. This is going to be on HBO in about 2 weeks. I want to give you a quick snippet. You're going to hear Pete Rose in here. You're going to hear Mike Schmidt in here. This is just about 30 seconds of a longer trailer. Not worth playing the whole thing, but just about 30 seconds. This sounds to me like it's going to be riveting and compelling. Here's a little snippet of a documentary up ahead in 2 weeks.
There's only one way to play, and that's bust ass all out for the whole game.
Rose had it all.
But he also proved himself to be a consummate liar.
I did not bet on baseball.
This was baseball's Watergate.
Mr. Rose has accepted baseball's ultimate sanction, lifetime ineligibility.
Till this day, I don't think they had evidence that would have lasted in court about me betting on baseball.
What he did for me was invaluable.
Pete's his own worst enemy.
Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
So we done, because I got to go make a bet.
No, I'm just kidding.
Should be good. I mean, so here's the deal.
It sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome. Now, I got to tell you, there's one thing in there, or two things in there, I'll say, that grabbed my attention the most. The first is, and I think we all know it's accurate, when whoever the guy was that said, you know, Pete Rose, consummate liar. Okay. I think we all know that to be true. The second thing is when he, in the present day, because they interviewed him, you're going to hear, you know, it's a sit-down interview, documentary, four-part series, by the way. When he says, I don't think they had anything evidence-wise that would have held up in court, I just feel like he's probably lying when he says that.
Well, especially
I don't see how that's possible.
Especially when the line before it is saying how he accepted their punishment. Like, so he accepted it, but he thought they didn't have anything on him. It doesn't make logical sense.
It doesn't, James. It doesn't. And here's the other thing about Rose. And it's almost like when you stand before a judge as a convicted criminal, and there's about to be a sentencing. And sometimes the judge's sentencing, really harsh or less so, can be based on level of contrition, remorse, apology, whatever.
None of that.
Accountability. Like, should, and I'm not saying I'm judge and jury on this one. This is, to me, open for discussion and debate. Should how you handle the misdeed, how you handled it in the aftermath, should it actually matter on whether you make the Hall of Fame or not? Because we know it has mattered, but should, like, Elliot, if he's banged out of baseball for betting on baseball, which obviously he was, okay? How he's acted for the last 30 years, should that impact whether he makes the Hall of Fame?
It's a great question. I would say yes. I am more sometimes of the feeling that, like, what you do on the field is the ultimate decider on if you get in. I think sometimes, like, because media members like players off the field, they get favorable votes.
Clearly.
But I think in this exact instance, how he acts and his seemingly unwillingness to admit wrong and to, you know, apologize and all those things, I do think it should factor in.
Devin, do you agree with
and
that?
I think he should probably be in, but the way he's acting is not helping.
Yes, I agree with that. I think, and I know that I am, you know, we all are technically members of the media, so I'm kind of proving Elliot's point here, but I think all athletes' actions off the field, if they're, you know, so severe that they prevent them from playing the game, should definitely impact whether they make a Hall of Fame or not.
And obviously one of the things that's complicated this situation in more recent years is the greater prevalence in baseball, of betting in America. Now, baseball players still can't bet on baseball. We had an NBA player a couple months ago thrown out of the league.
Yeah, for life.
For betting
he's
yeah.
going to jail, it looks like.
Wow.
Really?
I saw a report that he might get 3 to 4 years in jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
James, should how a person handles it actually impact whether they make the Hall of Fame or not?
No, I don't think it should. I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I think the Hall of Fame is a museum to tell the history of baseball, and part of the history of baseball is the guy with the most hits. And I think they should acknowledge on the plaque, say, hey, this guy bet on baseball. He was banned from the game. But I think what you do on the field is what gets you in the Hall of Fame. Like, to Elliot's initial point, like, it shouldn't be a popularity contest.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be about, like, are you nice to reporters? Are you this or that? Are you always, you know, doing the right thing? Like, that's not what the Hall of Fame is, sadly. Like, so, and look, I think Pete Rose, I can't stand Pete Rose. I think he's a horrible person. Like, I would not want to glorify him, and I don't like the idea of it, but for what he did on the field, I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
So, James, here's where I think it also gets complicated, though, related to time. And I think not enough people – because, look, I've gone back and forth on this, whether he should be in the Hall of Fame, so many times. I used to be definitively yes, and now I'm incredibly wishy-washy. So, James, here's where I think people don't factor in time quite as much as it relates to betting. We're in 2024. It's a long time from the Chicago Black Sox. Okay, 1919 is a long, long time ago. But in the 1960s when he played, and the 70s when he played, and the 80s when he played and managed, it wasn't that long.
No, I agree. I remember growing up with
it. There were people in the 60s who were 50 years old in the 60s who were 10 years old when the Black Sox thing happened. It is the cardinal sin of that sport. I mean, other than obviously the ultimate sin, which is it was a white-only society in baseball. That's the cardinal sin. Okay. That's their biggest misstep, obviously. The racism, we all know that. Okay. Other than that, The next biggest thing, like, ever in baseball was that a World Series was thrown by players, and baseball determined that is the sin you cannot commit. And Pete Rose grew up in that. He played in the 60s. He grew up in the 50s.
He didn't bet as a player, though. At least,
well,
as far as we know,
James,
he might have.
I doubt that with a capital D.
But they didn't have evidence. My point is...
No, I doubt that with a capital D.
I mean,
matter of fact, like, let me put it this way.
I always heard they only had evidence of him as a manager.
A lot of stuff.
I've heard they have betting slips.
I've heard a lot of stuff.
But to James' point, like, how do you tell the story of baseball without Pete Rose in the museum? Like, if the Hall of Fame, if you're supposed to walk through the Hall of Fame and learn about baseball, if you know nothing about it before you go in, like, how is Pete Rose not
Barry
included?
Barry Bonds isn't in it.
Well, Barry Bonds
should be
in it.
Yeah,
Barry Bonds should be in it. So,
There is a character clause, isn't there?
There actually is a clause.
Ellie,
you can say there shouldn't be a clause, but there is actually a clause.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think it's a slippery slope of, like...
Well, it is. It is a slippery slope. Yeah. Look, 215-592-9494.
And he's a shady character, let's be honest. It doesn't help him.
He is. That's right. If you want to react to the Rose thing, I mean, I'm sure it's something we'll talk a little bit more about in about 2 weeks when that documentary comes out. It does seem like it'll be really compelling. And hopefully we find out some new stuff because, you know, we know a lot, but maybe some new stuff. All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Track in stock now. It starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, are you excited about the upcoming Summer Olympics? They start in exactly 2 weeks. Three choices here. Yes, very excited. B, yes, a little bit excited. C, no, not excited. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll get into that topic and more. Plus, what Rob Thompson said yesterday about Zach Wheeler's status moving forward with his back, we'll get to that and more. Your phone calls as we broadcast from Borgata on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.